I am recording this. Fair warning.
Is that really necessary?
Look, Joe.
6 feet.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott, and with me is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Scotty.
Today we're doing before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater, give our thoughts before and after the movie, and spoiler-free and raw as hell. That's how we do it around here. We just give our thoughts.
That's how we do it.
We just share our instant thoughts. And tonight we are seeing Eddington, directed by Ari Aster.
Ari Aster?
Yeah. Yeah, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. You know, I love me some Pedro.
And also, I believe, Emma Stone. And I think the actor playing Elvis. Who's that? What's his name again?
How freaking dare you, yeah. Man? Austin Butler.
Yeah, trying desperately to get out of that voice.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you. For a guy that put his all into the film like that, you know, he's A-okay in my book. I mean, he could not speak normally.
I agree with
you. For 2 years.
He committed.
He did.
Yeah, he committed, and he gave a great performance, if you ask me.
Yes. Yes, he did.
But the movie tonight is, I think the interesting thing about this movie is, or about any movie that this director makes, is that it's always going to be polarizing. It's going to be like one of those divisive films everybody's going to talk about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you're, who knows where you're going to fall, because he's always doing very hefty movies with a lot of metaphorical commentary. And his last one, which I really liked, I know a lot of people didn't like, but I was very surprised by the movie. I thought it was very unique.
And which movie is that?
Bo is Afraid.
Sorry.
Clear your throat.
I got some freaking acid reflux, okay? You make me eat pasta for dinner.
I made you?
Yeah, man.
Oh, boy.
Well, HelloFresh made me. It was our last meal of the week.
We're not sponsored.
Yeah, we're not sponsored. No, we need a sponsor. HelloFresh. Looking at you. Anyway, so
you
sorry.
Acid reflux.
It's the spaghetti sauce. You know how that goes. But anyway, yeah, I like this cast a lot, and I like the director. Even though Bo is Afraid, I didn't love it as much as you did, but yeah. I liked it. I thought it was good.
It was such a unique movie.
It was definitely unique. That's for sure.
I will say this. Unfortunately, because he makes longer movies, we are going to have a long night here. And I will say that also the movie starts late. Because these days you can't go to a movie theater without seeing at least 20 minutes of stupid ads.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
so
those
that's
ads are stupid. I'm so sick of it. Like, change it up a little bit. Yeah. Regal.
At least 15 minutes before showtime. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. So, 2.5 hours.
So I earned for it.
I got my belly filled with spaghetti. And I'm going to have even more of some nice fluff going on because I'm going to have popcorn because I can't go to the movies without eating popcorn.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'll be asleep in the hour mark. I'm going to be all fluffy,
honestly,
fat piece of crap sitting there just eating my popcorn.
I thought about it the whole time. I was like, oh, God, should I just give in and let her see I Know What You Did Last Summer 18 or whatever the hell it is?
Okay. First of all, what do you mean let me? Pardon me. Let me. I don't want to see that trash either. I even told our friend Lisa.
Trash.
Nope. I told our friend Lisa, a real movie lovers, that I did not care for that movie. I don't care. I do want to see all horror movies, but I said this one is just going to be. Anyway, can we get back to the movie at hand here, Eddington?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's get back to that. That's what we're going to see tonight.
We could have gone and seen that instead, but I really wanted to see this movie because I'm seeking out more unusual fare because we're in blockbuster season. So every week we've been seeing something that's like huge.
Mm-hmm.
Next week will be Fantastic Four. Last week was Superman. You know, like we're on like a huge ride of just overset, like just big budget films. So it's kind of cool to tone it back once in a while and get back into a, you know, an actual thoughtful experience.
Well, it's going to be weird going from big screen, crazy, you know, big budget experience to this movie and then back to a big screen, big budget experience.
Exactly.
It's going to be weird. Like, this wedged is weird to have, like, yeah, have it wedged in there.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's, I like Joaquin Phoenix. I think he's a great actor. I
absolutely agree. And here's another great thing to talk about is we're going in with like no hopes because we really don't know much about this film.
I got nothing. I saw one trailer.
There was only one actual trailer. It's been a lot of weird teaser trailers.
I don't remember.
Which I find very unique. A24 has been doing this thing where they just release these small little tease trailers. And then they give you one main trailer.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I haven't seen it. Anything else?
I saw this trailer, I think, one time. I don't remember nothing. Actually, I do. Sorry, excuse me. I do remember. I was like, ooh, Pedro. Ooh, Austin. I'm in.
Yeah, one of the ads, one of the teaser ads was just him doom scrolling on his phone.
Yeah. Well, they had me at Joaquin, but then they threw in Pedro and Austin. I'm like, giddy up. That's how they got me.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about this movie. Yeah. I don't know anything about it. Not even the plot, nothing.
I think that is a good setup for us to have a better experience without any expectations.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
Because this has been the year of my expectations were too high on a lot of things.
Yeah, this one, I really appreciate this because we actually just get to go in and be like, hey, we're going to see a movie and there's nothing. There's like no, okay, well, gosh, you know, I'm really hopeful here. I want this to be this way. And we don't have any of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we come out with whatever we come out with, it's, you know, it's brand new. It's like, it's a revelation.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we don't even know how to give a rating of what we think. I'm sure if we had to guess that you're going to come out with like a 6 and I'm going to come out with like, I guess I should say a 6 as well.
Hopefully.
Hopefully it's not low.
I don't know. I think you're going to come out with a higher score.
Oh, that's great. I hope so.
I think you are because it seems like whenever this director and Joaquin Phoenix get together, it's like magic.
You know what we did just now? We did that thing. We were like, we have no expectations. Now we build expectations. All right, let's go see this movie.
Your pain is not a coincidence. You are not a coincidence. We
are not a coincidence.
Never just try it.
Look, it's going.
We need to free each other's hearts.
And the skies are not.
Mary Eddington. Thank you super duper very much.
All right, we're back. So we just saw a crazy-ass Ari Aster film. Another crazy-ass movie from him. The man has a lot of ideas and a lot of crazy concepts, and he just makes these really long dives into these ideas. And, wow, this was a crazy one. What do you got?
All right, so that escalated quickly. All right.
Would you say quickly?
I mean, slowly. So it went, okay, the movie was a slow burn for the first hour, and then boom, 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 it just started happening, like craziness, just out and out, jaw-dropping, what the fuck just happened type moments where I even stopped breathing for like, you know, at least 10 seconds because I just couldn't believe what had just happened on the screen. It was just crazy. It was like a very slow burn and then just poof. It just escalated. Just, yeah.
Yeah, I this, so pretty much what this movie is, is kind of like a small town, like a small town. It's like a metaphorical small town for the entire world during the pandemic, but it's really like kind of our society melting down, but only through like a handful of people. And it's showing you how insane our world can get, how quick it can get through pretty much our own making.
Yeah.
And just how easy it is to create madness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the movie, it does that, like you said, it does this slow burn build up for getting all the characters into place to be maybe all figureheads for different parts of society. Or, I don't know, that's not probably what it is, but you get your character set up, and then the movie just starts, like, completely devolving into madness. And I will say the first positive thing that I can say is that the directing is incredible in this film.
It is. It's really good.
There are some things they're doing with cinematography and cameras in this movie that are pretty incredible, stunning. There's a few moments in the end where I was like, holy crap, I don't know how they did this, but this looks amazing.
Yeah, some close-ups on some things that I was like, oh my god, like it felt all too real. It felt, I mean, it was just very realistic, and it just is jaw-dropping.
Yeah,
it was really good directing.
It's a very reminiscent of Bo is Afraid in the same kind of way, where we're following Joaquin Phoenix's character, and we literally follow him from start to finish. There's only a few other characters who kind of get followed a little bit to break it up.
Yeah.
But he is virtually the center point of the whole thing.
Yeah, he's the focal point of the movie.
Yeah, and...
Can we talk about his... He's incredible.
He's amazing. I think the gift that he has is that he melts into his roles.
He really does. He gives like a 200% every time, and it's like I wonder how he is on set, because like if I were just say a part of the crew or any of the other actors, I would be so intimidated by him. Because he has such, number one, he has such an intense look, no matter what role he's in. I mean, his face, he's just got that intensity. But he gets so deep in his characters that it's, I would feel so scared to like approach him because he just looks so, you know, involved.
I do think that he unfortunately kind of keeps doing a loser type roles where he's just like the butt of, you know, of the jokes, you know.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like seeing him do that a lot. I don't want him to get caught up in that, but I do find that he's one of those few actors that just washes away and you're like, oh that's absolutely right, yeah, we're not watching this character anymore,
right?
But there were scenes where while I was watching, I was like like, damn, I wonder how much of this was him. There's a one particular sequence where I was like, okay, if that wasn't a stunt guy, somebody got hurt. Like, I don't know how they did that shot.
Definitely want to look into this movie.
Yeah, this is one of those ones that I know we can't do justice without, like, doing spoilers, but we're not going to do spoilers. But I would say that, without a doubt, I cannot wait to hear people talking about this film, because I do feel like there's so many ideas here, and I think that maybe that is a huge negative of the movie, is that there's so many ideas going on. There, it's like a bag being mixed up, and you're like getting all of these different concepts and showing how insane we are and how easy it is to make everything terrible.
It definitely shows the world in a, I mean, negative light, a negative light, big time. I mean, it just, the human part of us is so freaking flawed.
Yeah, it feels like he was able to, in a 2.5 hour movie, kind of show like a 4-year, like, span of time in our history.
Yeah.
Like, just in 2.5 hours, it's just like, we're running through the madness that happened in these 4 years.
Yeah, it starts out, you know, like I said, a slow burn, but then once it gains the momentum, it does not stop for 1 second. I mean, there's no downtime, I would say, at the 1 hour mark. It starts just hitting. And I can't even explain, like you said, like we would have to go into spoilers of what we're seeing on the screen, because I'm still like completely flabbergasted by the last hour of that movie. I can't get my head around it. It was bonkers. It's, you know, the scene in like Hereditary when the little girl gets her head hit, you know, she hits her head and her head falls off or whatever. It was a lot of that kind of shock and awe in this.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily that particular, you know, they don't do the same scene, obviously, the same kind of thing, but there's that kind of shock and awe. And I didn't expect that. I honestly didn't expect anything. I went in blind. I had no clue what to expect. And this movie threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
This was something. The directing, the cinematography, the acting, all of it was fantastic. There were some plot points that I just could not grasp as being real. It felt like someone was on a bad acid trip at one point.
That's funny.
It took me a little bit out of it because I was literally thrown out. I mean, they tossed you right out of the movie because they did so many things that were shocking. But I will say that there was, you know, misuse of a couple of actors, I think. You know, I hate to say this, and I don't want to be this person, but it's very difficult for me to see Emma Stone the same anymore. I can't see her the same anymore.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, it does feel surreal to see her in more and more movies now.
Yeah, and her character in this was pretty unlikable, and I could not get behind her character, and she really didn't have a whole lot to do. So,
yeah,
you know.
I feel like finding likable people or characters in this movie was in itself tough.
Yeah, there was actually a couple of characters that I liked. I mean, one being one of the deputies in the movie. But otherwise, you know, I didn't want to say I liked him. I was rooting for him.
Yeah,
in a way, you know. And you know what? I guess, hey, I did like him. You know, he wasn't a bad person. But yeah. Otherwise, it was. They had you leaning one way in this movie that you would feel a certain way, and then they just blasted you right out of it.
Yeah, I love that the movie seemed to be embracing the idea of a Western.
Yeah, well, it takes place in New Mexico.
Yeah, but he's using music, and he's doing some shots. There's a lot of walking down the streets, like these old Westerns, like the sheriff in the streets.
It's essentially a ghost town, too, because it's COVID. It's
it feels, you know, very much like a Western.
Yeah.
And there is something in the end where they're watching a Western.
Mm-hmm.
And at least I think that was a Western. I could be wrong. But I felt that throughout the movie as being a theme. And I thought that was very interesting as well. There were so many little concepts I kept picking up and laughing about, but I will say that the highlight of this film is definitely the last act. The last act, it's like looking at a surrealist painting. Yeah. It's just because it just becomes insane. And I will say that the buildup is definitely very slow, and it's going to turn off people watching their first half, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. But if you stick around, you'll see. It gets crazy.
I do think there's a great payoff.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of political commentary.
Society.
Yeah. You know, social media commentary, everything that's going on in the world since COVID, basically. There's a lot of that in this movie. It's a drama, but it's also, there's so many scenes in this movie that you're just, you're completely, your jaw's on the floor. You just didn't expect it. So the way I feel about this is I have a lot of questions, and I would like to hear other people's thoughts on it. So as far as like a score, it's really hard for me because I really would like to read up on this and just do some research on this movie. But coming out of the theater, my first reaction to this movie, I would say is a 7.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel very close on a 6 because I do think that it is, I mean, I guess in the overall scope of the movie, it's a 7, but I do know that it could have been trimmed.
It definitely could have been trimmed.
There were moments mm-hmm. that could be shortened.
Yes.
I know sometimes, and I think that he is also one of these directors that can over embellish.
Yeah, he tends to focus on things way too long. Like, he'll sit and stew. Like, you know, he'll make a whole, you know, pasta salad when he can just literally chop some tomatoes. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Hurry, you know, get through this already. It's too much.
Yeah, I really love setup, and I really love slow storytelling that can be shown through shots. I enjoy that, but I think there was many times in this movie where I was like, okay, now this has become a guy who's like, look how amazing this looks, or look at this shot. And I was like, you can back off.
He got engulfed in his own, you know, camera styles and things like that. You can tell.
Or gags that they came up with.
Yeah, because he lingered way too long on certain things. But I will give this movie a 7 because of the sheer audacity of it, you know, and the sheer just like wow factor and things I didn't expect. I mean, like I said, I didn't expect anything, but whoa, it's like not expecting, it's like expecting the unexpected kind of thing. But also the acting and the directing and cinematography were great. It was a 7.
This could be a movie that grows with people for a while.
Yeah, I definitely would. I would watch this movie again. I would need some like behind the scenes, you know, some kind of like commentary or something, because I would like to just know more about this. This is very politically driven, and you know, you'll get that right off the bat, but it gets,
oh, it's a dark comedy. I mean, this is a dark comedy satire, as you can imagine. I was thinking to myself, like, what kind of thing is this? And I was thinking Dr. Strangelove
mm-hmm.
very heavily, where Dr. Strangelove, Kubrick was trying to make this huge commentary through, and it's like the most stale comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like dull and everything, and it's funny, but the same thing goes here, where it's like, oh my god, I could see how many genius things he's going for. I don't think it works as well as Strangelove does for me, but I feel like it's very in that ballpark
mm-hmm.
of being a movie very similar in tone and in that. What's the good word? Cheeky humor. You know what I mean? Like, where, you know, this just this social satire. But I was right in my before where I was saying this is definitely going to be very polarizing. Like, this is going to be, people are going to be saying like they hate it or they like it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people will say they love it. I think that's mm-hmm. going to be in the like category for a while.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I can't honestly say that I loved it because it was nuts. There was a lot going on here, too much going on here at some point, and it kind of just jostled you around a little too much, you know, a little whiplash there. And I feel like a 7 is a good spot to land on coming out.
Yeah.
You know, and Joaquin Phoenix, I can watch him do anything. He is amazing. He's just an amazing actor.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I like their collaboration with each other. It seems to be doing good because I really like Beau Is Afraid a lot. Mm-hmm. I think of the two, that is definitely a highlight for me over this movie. But I do find this interesting. I cannot wait to keep diving into what's all the commentary is in this film. If it is out there, he might be one of those directors that doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Which that seems to happen to us a lot.
That's annoying.
I know. You kind of want to have someone say, well, you know, my intention here was this and this. I always kind of want to hear commentary, but you never get it sometimes.
Right.
You know
what I mean?
So, I'm surprised we both. I thought you were going to come out and go, I hated this movie.
No, I couldn't hate it because there was so much in it that was really beautiful. And it was a show. There was so much. I was just like, holy shit. I mean, it was crazy. But I did appreciate a lot about this movie. Yes, there were problems. There were. That's why it's a 7 and not a 10. But I'm not going to lie. I gave Hereditary, that's Ari Aster's other one of his other movies, I gave that a 7 as well. But I would say that if I had to weigh them, the two of them, yes, they're very different movies, but I would lean more towards Hereditary than this.
Yeah, we haven't watched it again, I don't think. But it is, it's another one to talk about because it is, there's a lot going there too, where he gets kind of mixed up in his own idea. And I feel like there's two movies in that movie. I think that happens here too, where the movie becomes something else suddenly and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, and I had a problem with the same as this, with Hereditary, the ending. I had a problem with the ending, and I had a problem with the ending in this film as well.
Oh, you did? What, too long? Stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So it's kind of on the same scale, but if I had to lean, I would lean a little bit more towards Hereditary if I had to pick one. And also, Midsommar is his too.
Yes. Also, another one we haven't seen again.
Right.
We had a, you know, we were very mixed on that last half of that movie too.
Yeah, same. So it's like the endings. I'm having issues with the endings of his films.
Yeah, I feel like the ending here was the real, like, meaty part of the movie where it was like, okay, this is the comedy, this is the satire. And that first half is just set up.
Mm-hmm.
But a long, like, movie length of setup.
It's too long. This movie is way too long.
Yeah, it definitely could have been. I can think of a whole bunch of sequences here that could have been trimmed out.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with the 7. And I think that's a good score for this movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I want to suggest it to people, but I definitely know this is going to be a mixed bag for a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, and if you suggest it, you'll be like, you know, they'll probably be like, you fuckers, you know, like,
yeah, what the hell are you telling me to watch?
I will say, wait till it's on streaming. You can watch it.
Yeah, and I can't imagine.
Relax on your couch. It was too long. There are some issues with it. And but overall, I would say that this is an interesting movie. It's definitely a 7, and I can't go past a 7 on it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I saw it. It was interesting. So that's what we got for you. It's an interesting film, and you're gonna take me on Saturday to see a real piece of crap. You take me to I'm see sure. it. No, what is it? I'm Wait, sure. hold on. Is it I Know What You Did Last Summer, or I Still Know, or I Still Know?
I think this one's just called I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I think it's just like because I'm doing that thing where it's like a legacy sequel.
All right. Well, we're going to have to do a before and after on that, or should we?
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do a before and after on that because I have some things to say.
All right. And until then, everybody, thanks for listening. Have a good one. And until next time, bye.
I used to think that you were some big deal, but I am a much better human being than you.
Who are you talking to? There's nobody here.